Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and lore. And today we are going to get bizarre. We're going to go down the rabbit hole. We're going to go down the rabbit hole and the question of, are we living in Project Bluebeam? Do we get to actually live in this prophesied time of Project Bluebeam? Now, don't confuse Project Bluebeam with Project Blue Book. Okay, Project Blue Book was a project that they did, quote unquote, in the government, exploring UFO technology and trying to find out if UFOs existed. Project Bluebeam, on the other hand, is a totally different animal altogether. Project Bluebeam is a project in which the dark government has been conspirating against us, against the us minions, reportedly, and that they want to bring about a one-world government, a new world order, okay? So why do I bring this up? Well, the reason I bring it up is because of these newfound information from the New York Times, where they're about to tell us, apparently, that they've been retrieving UFO or off-world craft that was not created on Earth. Supposedly, we're supposed to get that information from a public official soon. So, that being said, the question remains, why are they going to tell us this? And the theory is that underneath Project Bluebeam, they are going to reportedly tell us that we will be under an alien invasion, we will be under alien attack, and that we need to weaponize space, that we needed to defend ourselves, and that by weaponizing space, we'll be able to defend ourselves. Now, according to conspiracy and according to lore, Project Bluebeam takes it even further. It takes it from government officials telling us that we're going to be under an alien invasion to the next step, which is actually showing alien craft coming into our atmosphere, coming at us, kind of like Independence Day, attacking our cities, attacking our citizens, and that we need to launch an all-out attack against them. So this has been prophesied by a lot of different individuals, not the least of which is Wernher von Braun, the father of modern rocketry. And this was told to an individual on the Disclosure Project, one of the whistleblowers. And her name is Dr. Carol Rosen. And she reported that in 1974, Wernher von Braun warned her that we cannot weaponize space, that we shouldn't weaponize space because it will lead to a disaster, that will lead to a new world order. And he stated that first, the government will tell us that we need to fight against terrorists. Second, we need to fight against rogue nations. Third, we need to do some sort of, new world order, but that wouldn't go over well. So that the next step would be an alien invasion that they would put on as a puppet show for this weaponization of space. And he stated that the alien threat would be the last card that the government would play against us to create this weaponization of space. So the question is, why would they do Project Bluebeam? Why would they have an alien threat, a fake alien threat, against us? When, some of us ufologists know that there probably are real alien threats out there. Well, reportedly, they want to push us into some new world order. What that new world order is, only time will tell, I guess. But according to conspiracy theory, the new world order is a hypothesis of a secretly emerging totalitarian world government. So a world government that will take over the world. There will be no more nations. It'll be one government, and that's it. Just, like monotheist, just they rule over everything. So a common theme in these conspiracy theories is that the New World Order is a secret power elite globalist structure consisting of many different individuals, very high up individuals and very wealthy individuals that will replace sovereign nation states and encompassing a propaganda whose ideology hails the establishment of the New World Order. So, you know, this is a really interesting time that we're living in. One could argue that this is why they are telling us that they have retrieved off-world craft, because they are prepping for Project Bluebeam, this event in which they're going to stage an alien attack. Now, you might say, well, how the hell can they do that? What are they going to use? Alien reproduction vehicles? Well, if you've watched the Disclosure Project, there is an individual by the name of Mark McCandlish who reports that he worked on the drawings for and the schematics for alien reproduction vehicles from craft that they had downed. They had recreated the vehicles, and a friend of his worked on this project for the government. So they could use alien reproduction vehicles, which look just like the flying saucers. They could use holographic images, which is what Project Bluebeam's main theory is that they're going to use holographic images to create what looks like flying saucers attacking our you know, big cities, our, you know, big infrastructure, and make it look like we're getting destroyed by aliens and that we need to fight back. They could just tell us the truth. They could just say, hey, we actually have a real menace, a real alien menace that we're really fighting against. But they might, I think, you know, this is a postulation that the individuals that they want to fight against, the aliens that they want to fight against, whoever they may be, might not actually be coming to Earth and blasting away because they can't, due to some sort of like super federation regulations of our galaxy.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But if we take it off world, we can fight, and that's kind of like, you know, a no man's land. And so if we stage our own alien invasion, then the public, right, like many wars have taken place, they've shown us what they want to show us so that the public will back these wars. They might just show us this alien invasion and get the public's approval behind them so that they don't have some sort of, you know, coup d'etat takeover of the government, because they feel like there's no reason to go to war against the aliens, right? So this is really just fascinating information that's coming out, and it's kind of putting all these pieces together, these pieces that we've been compiling over the years, over the decades, and it's just kind of coming into one. And, you know, if we look back just a little bit in time, you know, we had the Stargate initiative, we had the SDI initiative under Reagan, which was a missile system intended to protect the United States against an attack from a ballistic nuclear weapon, ideally probably from Russia, and that Reagan went before the American public and stated, you know, this is the reason that we're doing it. This is the reason that it's being created. But he wondered, and he stated, I wonder how we would all come together if there was a true alien invader or a true alien presence among us, and how we would come together to fight that. And he stated, I put to you this, is there not already an alien presence among us? And that was like the big question mark. He was basically giving it to us straight. He knew that there was an alien presence against us and that we needed to have this strategic defense initiative out there to take care of the United States as well as probably the North America, maybe even South America, every portion of this half of the planet, or maybe even the entire planet. Who knows? We've had reports of different countries working together in installations in America, looking at all of these aircraft coming in and out of our atmosphere. It seems as though we've come together as a national or a international alliance group to watch these crafts come in and to protect each other, protect all the entire planet together. And you know, that just leads me into, you know, from the Strategic Defensive Initiative from back in 83 to 2020, 2019, where Elon Musk is launching all these Starlink satellites, and we're multiplying the amount of satellites from 2,666 to over 12,000 times six, multiplying the amount times six satellites across the entire globe. Could it be that they're going to announce after this and after, you know, they have this Project Bluebeam actually occur, that we can utilize the Starlink program for our good, for our protection, and that we, for although it can be used for communication, it can also be subutilized for a defense network. And you know, you have a few major detractors against the Starlink program, people saying it's cluttering the, you know, polluting the sky, which it is. If you've ever seen them, they're pretty bright. I've seen them, you know, firsthand. And it's pretty damn impressive. And you'd have a lot of detractors saying it's screwing up the night sky. We're going to have all these problems. We're destroying the beauty of our sky. But I think the real purpose of it is to be defensive and to have the defensive higher ground. So we're living in this really, really, really interesting time right now where, you know, I mean, we've had all this problems with COVID, all this problems with, you know, riots in America and things like that, and probably riots all over. You know, people not having enough money, to civil disagreements, to all kinds of stuff, to now all of a sudden, you know, we're going to have this announcement that's going to tell us that there are actually aliens from other planets visiting America, or visiting the planet, sorry. And that we might have an alien aggressor enemy that we need to band together as humans and take our humanity and our spirituality to the next level so that we can fight off these alien invaders. This might actually bring us closer together. We're seeing COVID, you know, bring us together, communicating online through Zoom and through our phones. And, you know, people are talking about how they've been speaking to people in their family that they haven't spoken to in years because of COVID. Now they have to do it via video and they're communicating that way. So is this just a way to bring us together? Or is it a way to bring about this new world order that conspiracy theorists from long ago report that is going to happen? You know, this new cashless society, and that it's going to be, you know, the end times. Because, you know, if you're a Bible scholar, you know, they're going to have the mark of the beast, which would be some sort of injection into you that would scan all of your currency, contain all of your currency, your biometrics, and, you know, all of your information in one location, and basically bring about, you know, the Antichrist and the Book of Revelations, like the end time stuff. I don't know if I believe all that, but I do believe that people have been told about this alien threat through Project Bluebeam that will be staged, and I think that it's a possibility, because we've seen this so much with at least our government, I'm sure other governments, where they put together a scene, they put together a picture, they put together a story and a narrative to get individuals to come behind them to fight a war, to fight for a reason, to fight for an ideal. And I believe that the government is capable of that. And they have proven that time and time and time and time again. Our American war, with Iraq, where they stated there was weapons of mass destruction, yet we found no weapons of mass destruction. Most of us believe that it was a fight over oil. So what could this next fight be over? Could it actually be to defend Earth? Or is it to just fight over some sort of resource that, our Earth wants? Or is it truly, to protect us against some threat? We don't know. But what we do know is what is being told to us. And we do know that the New York Times reported that there will be some sort of disclosure. And that they report that there will be disclosure every 6 months, according to the Pentagon, that they will give us some pictures or some information based on the UFO phenomenon. And we will just have to see what happens and what gets given to us throughout time. But it's a very, very interesting time. I'm super excited, to see some of these, this disclosure happen. Although, we live in times of the unknown and we don't know what will happen in the future. But we just have to, take it a day at a time. So hopefully you guys are interested, excited, and, hopeful for the future as I am. And you're continuing to take care of yourselves and take care of your health, mental health and physical health, getting exercise and taking care of your family. Only through, our knowledge and understanding of the universe will we continue to ascend spiritually and mentally, socially, socioeconomically, together. So it's a really interesting time. Hopefully you guys are continuing to question the universe around you, and I look forward to the future. Until next time, guys, Lockdown Universe out.